I know you don't have time to talk to your plants, so I'm going to talk to them for you. You can go on about your business, whether that's to class or the office or fixing dinner or making love. Don't worry. They'll listen to me. Let's begin. Poor little Ivy. Do you speak English, Ivy? What's your problem? Why are you so droopy? Oh, I see why. Your person really poured the water to you. You don't like wet feet, do you? I know you love humidity, but you look like you're standing in a rice paddy. We'll put you in this east window and let the sun dry you out and mist your leaves every day. And I promise you won't get watered again till your pot's dry, at least an inch down in the soil, okay? Oh, Fern, you're absolute dynamite. You're from Boston, aren't you? You can always tell good breeding. No brown tips, no dry leaves. I'll bet you take a shower every day. Don't be shy. You're fantastic. They really read their lesson on you. You're in a really big pot, and you get drenched about once a month, I'll bet. But you really love that shower on your foliage every day, don't you, baby? You're a neat little spider plant. Spiders hanging all over you. Aren't you proud? Sitting there in the sun in that tiny pot producing babies like mad? I know your secret. You go to bed early. Give you about 8 hours of bright light and no light after that. That's why you're so fertile, isn't it, Bunny? Oh, Mr. Schefflera, you're going to have a bath. You're covered in red spider mites. See that sickly gray foliage you've got and those misty little spider webs all over you? You and I are going to the sink. And you're going to have every leaf, back and front, washed with a nice, mild, soapy bath. Then we'll rinse you off in the bathtub. You're going to have to live by yourself for a while. You don't want to give your buddies red spider now, do you? If you don't shape up in a few days, I'm afraid I'll have to spray you with an insect bomb. And about 4 days later, repeat it. And then we'll get the eggs that have hatched out since we started. What a pretty philodendron you are. You know, some people think because you will tolerate a lot of bad care, you're ordinary. You're not ordinary unless you get a lot of bad care. Pretty good light, little water when you're dry. You don't get bugs. Your leaves are lush and big and green, and you really look tough. Mr. Palm Tree, you are an out-of-sight palm tree, sitting in your bright west window just moist enough. If these people would only learn to lay off the water, unless the plant is dry, they'd turn into Luther Burbanks overnight. Baby tears, you're such a dear little plant. You look so patable in your fat little pot. That east windowsill is perfect for you. Do you know what they call you in England? Mind your own business. Because if they don't, they mess you up. You see, if a person puts their finger down through your foliage to see if you need water, there'll be a hole. So it's best to water you from the bottom, right? All you luscious plants with colored foliage, a little sun really turns you on and keeps your color intense, doesn't it? I'm going right down the line here on all you bright light lovers and just say a brief word to each of you. Purple passion, you do look like velvet. The more light you get, the more passionately purple you look. And you're so polite about letting someone know you need water. Just hang your head, don't you? And what is this? The brain cactus with a name. Albert Einstein. Well, that figures. And you look brainy, too. Want water about once a month, don't you? The thing about you, Albert, they call you brain cactus simply because you look like a brain. You're really a succulent, aren't you? I'll bet a lot of people don't know the difference between cacti and succulents. Cacti always have tufts of hair, felt, or bristles. These are only found on true cacti. Similar-looking plants that don't have them are succulents. Right, Albert? You and the cacti make some of the best houseplants. You'll tolerate terrible treatment. The only thing you won't tolerate is damp, cold. I'm glad to see you have what you need most. A little sunshine, light, and some fresh air. Albert, honey, you've got it made. And you're sitting next to one of my really most favorite succulents, the jade tree. Doesn't jade tree sound glamorous? And you are. Your leaves are so succulent looking, and they've shaped you just like a bonsai. I know you grow awfully slowly, but you're stunning. I knew a jade tree once that was 5 feet tall. He was 50 years old, and he cost $600. See what can happen to you, Jade? Mrs. Iston, you're quite the most magnificent croton I've ever seen. How colorful. I hope you don't mind my asking how old you are. You'd have to be at least 20 to be that spectacular. You've certainly been pampered. Haven't lost leaf one. Peperomia magnolia folia. With all your bright cream and green color and such a name, you should be running for office. And your other peperomia cousins, Emerald Ripple and Watermelon Begonia. You peperomias are so varied in shape and texture, it's little wonder people have so many different names for you. None of you like to be muddy wet, though. You at least have that in common. Well, look at this one. You're number one right now, aren't you? You turn the kids on. Iron Cross Begonia. I'd know you anywhere. You're so distinctive, with a German iron cross on every leaf. You prefer a little protection from direct sunlight, so I think we better move you over a bit. There, how's that? And another old friend, Dracaena godseffiana. I hate to say this, but your shape isn't just really that great. But I love your leaves, all dark, shiny green, covered in cream-colored spots. You look smashing nestled in there with your Nephthys friend. And what a friend. Hi there, old buddy. Is there any place you don't grow? Arrowhead plant, people call you. I think you're really kind of dingy, because you're so easy to please. You'll grow in a vase of water, won't you? And climb all over the place. Some plant. And you, Ficus elastica. May I call you just plain rubber plant? What an old favorite you are. Bright light. And watered only when you're really dry, you can't be beat. The only time you misbehave is when you're shoved off in the dark. Drop all your gorgeous big leaves then, don't you? Here's the fooler of all foolers. Naive plant lovers think they can smoke you. You're a far cry from cannabis, friend. Dizagothica elegantissima. Or do you like false Aurelia better? The thing I like about you is your lacy look and your dark reddish-brown foliage. You're so exquisite played against other plants, and so oriental-looking, too. You make a handsome tree, but you don't mind being pruned back, do you? And look here. The most wanted plant going, Ficus benjamina. I don't know why people call you Weeping Fig. You never seem a bit unhappy to me. You really bring an outdoors feeling inside. You look so outdoors-like. Lose a few leaves now and then, but when you really grow big, you tolerate all kinds of harsh cutting back. And handsome Norfolk Island pine. You do have a romantic name, and you look just like a pine tree. No wonder people in Europe put tiny decorations on you at Christmas. I can tell you've been turned regularly. You're so symmetrical. Another plant with a name tag. Henry Kay. A little humor there, Mr. Wandering Jew. You certainly do well in your hanging basket, but you need to be pinched back some. You're wandering a bit too sparsely. Spreading yourself a bit thin, I might say. There, let's pinch one here. And that one over there. Now you can fill out a little, and you'll look a lot more substantial. Oh, how sweet you smell, gardenia. You like a cool room when you're flowering, don't you? And not too much water, but lots of misting on your leaves. You're worth all the effort you take. Your blooms are so lovely, and you smell so good. Well, now look at this one. Sansevieria, old faithful. Mother-in-law's tongue, snake plant. How do you survive all those atrocious names? They say you're ugly and you're nothing of the kind. You're just really tough. A 3-year-old kid can grow you. You'll take the most miserable conditions and thrive. Let's hear it for good old Sansevieria, huh? Cute little piggyback. You have a lot of piggies you're carrying around. You look like an old-fashioned lady sitting in that basket. Very early American type, aren't you? Nothing fabulous about you. You're just quaint and honest and charming. And there's nothing equally as quaint as those pretty African violets. You're like a nosegay when you're in bloom. People don't ever think of putting you in a terrarium. And you love that humid atmosphere. And you look so lush under glass. A good spot for you. Coleus, you're washed out. Just plain washed out. You could still be brightly colored if they'd put you in a south window. I know you were deliberately planted in the garden because it was shady. That's fine outside. But when they brought you inside, they should have given you every bit of sunshine they could to keep your rich colors. And frankly, I really think you should be pinched back severely. You'd be much more opulent when you branched out. Don't you agree? All right, kids. You're all beautiful. Now, just between you and me, we know people can talk to you till they're green in the face. But if they pour water on you when you don't need it, burn you with fertilizer and stick you in a dark corner, you ain't gonna grow for them, are you? What you and I know, little plant friends, is this. They can talk their bloody heads off, but they'd better know what you need besides talk. Buy plants. Keep it green. I love you.